Former Dutch Prime Minister and wife die together in dual euthanasia procedure. By Kurt Zindelke on February 11, 2024. Former Dutch Prime Minister Dries Van Agt and his wife committed legally assisted suicide by simultaneous euthanasia this week. The non-profit organization founded by the ex-Dutch leader has revealed. Public broadcaster Nederlandse Omroep Stichting, NOS, reported on Friday that former Dutch Prime Minister Dries Van Agt, 93, who led the Netherlands from 1977 to 1982, and his wife Eugenie Van Agt, 93, opted on Monday to take their lives in a joint act of euthanasia, which is legally permitted under medical supervision in the Western European nation. Gerard Jankman, the director of the Rights Forum nonprofit founded by Van Agt in 2009, said that the former prime minister had discussed the option of assisted suicide after suffering a brain hemorrhage in 2019, saying that he said it was an option if life and suffering became unbearable. Since then, Van Agt's health, as well as his wife's, steadily declined, according to Jankman, who said his health became more and more fragile, and he wanted to focus his attention on his wife, children and grandchildren. He said that their decision to commit assisted suicide hand in hand came from a feeling that they couldn't live without each other. The couple, who are married for 7 decades, were buried together on Thursday. The Dutch public broadcaster noted that assisted suicide was a curious decision by Van Agt, given that he was a lifelong Roman Catholic, a faith which preaches against suicide, and a former member of the socially conservative Christian Democratic Appeal, CDA. However, Jankman noted that the former prime minister was always idiosyncratic and that Van Agt never checked whether his own views are completely in line with those of a party or institution. Jankman went on to note that Van Agt had also become more progressive in his later years, even going so far as to cancel his membership in the CDA over the party's support for Israel and the conflict with Hamas, and in his view ignoring the immense suffering inflicted on the Palestinian people. Joint euthanasia is a relatively rare occurrence in the Netherlands, with just 58 people, or 29 couples, opting to end their lives together in 2022 out of the nearly 9,000 instances of medically supervised euthanasia, according to the Dutch Association for a Voluntary End of Life, NVVE. Francine van Terbeek, the chairwoman of the NVVE, said that it does not happen very often, in part because the process requires that both partners are questioned individually to rule out any coercion. It is therefore not an easy path, because both partners must be assessed separately, she said, adding, the most important requirement is that there is hopeless and unbearable suffering, and the request must be voluntary and well considered. In the case of joint euthanasia, two doctors are required to perform the operation to ensure that both partners die at the same time. The NVVE chairwoman said, we know from experience that people find it a beautiful thought, especially after a lifetime together in which people have become fused with each other. You no longer have to experience the death of the other person, so you save yourself the grief. The expanded use of euthanasia in the West has become an increasingly contentious issue, with Justin Trudeau's Canada coming under particular scrutiny. Amid public backlash, Trudeau's Liberal government backtracked last month on plans to extend the Medical Assistance in Dying (MAID) program to people suffering from mental illness. Follow Kurt Zindelke on X, follow @KurtZindelke or email to xzindelke@breitbart.com.